story and or prayer and so on, about the different processes of devotion service, you know, Shravanam, Kirtanam, and so on, and how that is the whole purpose with them are to be together with God in a loving relationship. And then temples and this and that and yajnas and ceremonies and rituals, so they're all simply, you could say, external manifestations, forms of actions and objects that help us to get in that consciousness. So, but now, if you sit, when you sit with your japa mala, holding a bead between your fingers and listening deep there in your mind to the Hare Krishna mantra, that is deep meditation, as should be. You hear every syllable of that, and then the mind gets stilled because you simply listen and you are there with God in the form of these holy names, in the form of this mantra. If you prefer some other mantra where you find the presence of God, then you're welcome. Because again, it's about being there in the presence of God. And that's what we are in our consciousness and our minds.